From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
Order! Right. Order! Huh.
The nation remembers fallen members of the U.S. military this Memorial Day. One of the most solemn of formal ceremonies is underway at Arlington National Cemetery. Vice President Joe Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Today isn't a typical tourist scene on the National Mall. NPR's Paul Brown, who's at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, says the mood is far more pensive.
People are quiet. They appear contemplative. You don't see any running around, no games, no loud joking. None of that sort of thing.
Paul saw large crowds slowly move through the memorial site, many leaving something special behind.
All along the way, as you walk down into the memorial and look at the names inscribed on the wall, you see roses, mementos, U.S. flags, symbols of military units. There was even an open can of Budweiser beer carefully placed between one flag and a bunch of roses.
NPR's Paul Brown reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is canceling his trip to the White House in the wake of diplomatic fury. Hours earlier, Israeli commandos attacked an international aid flotilla on its way to Gaza, which is under an Israeli blockade. At least 10 people died in the clash. Mark Regev, a spokesman for the Israeli government, tells the BBC that his country did what it could to avoid a confrontation.
Our servicemen were attacked. Live fire, iron clubs, knives. We didn't want to see violence. We did everything we could to avoid violence.
Israel defends its blockade on Gaza as a means of preventing Hamas militants from obtaining weapons and attacking the Jewish state. But today's action drew diplomatic fire from Israeli allies and foes who are demanding an investigation. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Egypt has summoned the Israeli ambassador in Cairo.
Egypt's diplomatic action was mild compared with that of Turkey, which recalled its ambassador to Israel over the incident. Angry demonstrations took place in a number of countries, including Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, over the attack on the aid convoy. Israel called the violence pre-planned and accused one of the Turkish organizing groups of having what it called terroristic ties to Hamas, the Islamist Palestinian group that runs Gaza. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Since BP is still unable to stop oil from leaking into the Gulf of Mexico today, engineers are trying to at least contain it. The company is going to try a number of undersea robot maneuvers aimed at redirecting the oil up and out of the water. Likely to complicate matters, upcoming storms. Hurricane season officially starts tomorrow. Top-ranked Serena Williams is in the quarterfinals of the French Open. She defeated Shahar Payer 6-2, 6-2 to advance. Williams is trying for a 13th Grand Slam championship. This is NPR News. In the Jamaican capital of Kingston, most schools have reopened, but they remain closed in the areas hardest hit by last week's violence. Much of Kingston was shut down last week as authorities battled gunmen loyal to an alleged drug lord. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more.
Jamaican students are in the middle of their exams, yet for the second straight week, classes are canceled in the West Kingston slums around Tivoli Gardens. Soldiers are patrolling the area and restricting access in and out. Tivoli Gardens is an area loyal to alleged drug kingpin Christopher Koch. Koch is wanted by U.S. authorities on drug and weapons charges. Over the weekend, police arrested two men believed to be his top lieutenants, but Christopher Koch remains at large. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
A commission investigating a plane crash earlier this month in Libya that killed 103 people found no evidence of terrorism or mechanical failure. Eleanor Beardsley reports there was one survivor of the crash.
A 9-year-old Dutch boy was the sole survivor of the Africa Airways Airbus A330 jet that crashed in the desert less than a mile from the runway at the Tripoli airport. The Libyan carrier was transporting mostly Dutch tourists returning from a trip to South Africa. Experts from the U.S., France, South Africa, and the Netherlands are helping Libyan authorities determine the cause of the May 12 crash. The commission has determined that the navigational aids at Tripoli's airport were functioning normally and that the plane, which was new, did not run out of fuel. The crew made no mayday call, submitted no request to land at an alternative airport, and did not ask for technical assistance. The plane's black boxes, which are being analyzed in Paris, may eventually provide more clues. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.